It's Mark and Walt in the morning on Sunny 101.9. I'm Walt Lindelah. As we continue on this morning, I'm joined in the studio now by Negaunee City Manager Nate Heffron. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in. Actually, a couple things coming out in the news out of Negaunee that I wanted to have you in to talk about. First of all, you're taking an initiative to look at economic development within the city. You've put something together. Tell us about what's going on there.
Sure. Our current economic plan called Moving Forward is coming to an end. It was a five-year plan designed to put us on the right track, and we feel that we're in that position right now. And because that's coming to an end, we have to create a new plan.
So what's going to be done there? I understand you've put a group of people together, a team of folks to help out.
Yeah. So like last time, we put together a very similar team under the powers of the city manager. And we are doing that again. We received a technical assistance grant from the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. This plan roughly will cost a little bit under $8,000 to complete. We got a 75% grant on that.
So with that effort, you've got representation of several different groups, don't you?
Yeah. So we have the school, we have businesses, citizens at large, and our economic development partners, and some city staff, including the city's mayor.
So what is this team going to be doing? What is their mission?
So what we're going to be looking at is our old plan moving forward, see what we've accomplished. There's 11 goals, objectives to meet. See what we didn't. The ones that we didn't meet, do we want to try those still? We definitely want to keep the ones that we've already met, keep those going, keep that forward momentum, and then come up with additional goals for the future. This plan that we're going to be coming up is going to be called Forge Your Venture. The way we see it in Negaunee right now, whether you're going to start a business, you're going to move here and start your family, or you're just coming to visit us, you can forge your venture in Negaunee.
So is there a timeline for this? Obviously, you're going to be looking at this, but I understand there's some public comment sections and things.
Yes. Yeah, so we have a policy where we have a public participation policy. Where we get the public involved, coming to some of these meetings, also having a review period of this plan for any public feedback or comment. So the plan is probably to start this in the beginning of February, and we hope to have this completed by the end of the summer.
So this is to then present a proposed new plan to who?
The new plan will be presented to the city council for formal adoption, and that will set the stage for city staff to begin to present the process
sure.
for the economic development of Negaunee.
So if people listening, they want to either get involved, they want to take part in these meetings, or they're going to see what's going on, where will they be able to find information about that?
So information will be provided on our website, www.cityofnegaunee.com. In addition to that, we will have some information on Facebook.
Continuing in the studio with Nate Heffron, City Manager, City of Negaunee. Nate, one of the things coming up is you're looking at some possible rezoning of some property. Tell us about what's being looked at and then how people can get involved.
Sure. So right now the city is looking at rezoning about 5 acres of property for housing. It is in an area known as the Old Town area. It's not technically a park. It's just public access at this point.
Okay.
And we're looking at rezoning that to an R2.
What does then you say R2? What does that mean?
So R2 means residential, so it'd be for housing. As we all know, in Marquette County, across the state, across the nation, there's a shortage of housing. There's a housing crisis. So we feel that it's appropriate for us to take public property that isn't being used really for anything else and reclassifying that and being able to find a developer to decrease the cost of that expense of building homes and passing that savings on to new owners.
So this would be, it's always that sort of tricky language of either affordable or workplace housing. You're looking at trying to make this at least accessible, right?
Yes. I mean, that's kind of the key, is accessible, because you can say attainable and all this other things. Right. It all depends on what funding mechanisms that developers use. So we all know that land costs a lot of money. We all know that putting infrastructure costs a lot of money, and then building costs a lot of money. So something has to give in order for homes to start being built where it is affordable or accessible for just regular folks like you and I.
So here's the process then. You're putting this out as a proposal and you do want to hear from people. You're giving them an opportunity to do that. What's going on from that angle?
Sure. So by public law, when we rezone something, we have to have a public hearing. We put the information out to folks that are supposed to get the official notice. And then we also have our notice out to the general public. They're more than welcome to come to the January 18th meeting at our regular council meeting at 6:30, located at the Negaunee Senior Center. We'll be having a public hearing there to take public comment on this action.
So the public hearing will be part of the regular meeting on that date again, which is?
January 18th, correct.
And at the Negaunee Senior Center. Well, there's a lot going on, and I know you've done a lot of updates on your website for the city, and you do a lot of the social media stuff. What is the website again for the city for folks to find out what's going on in the Irontown?
www.cityofnegaunee.com. And if folks want to learn more about that rezone, we are going to have a page out there. So when you click right on the front of the page, you'll see there's information that will tell you all about what that means.
That is Nate Heffron joining us this morning. He is city manager, City of Negaunee. Thanks for your time. Good luck with everything, and we'll be in touch.
Thank you.
If you missed any of this interview, we'll have highlights at our website at sunny.fm.